Yep. See everybody later. I'm still a little ways out. I'm my day really gets started a little later this morning. I'll run into the shop. I'm gonna put together a little introduction. Years past, I just winged it, and I noticed that it was different for each candidate. I wanna get it kind of outlined so that I get the same introduction to every candidate.
31
So, other than that, I think my first interview comes in around 10, and it's one after another until the end of the day. So, got 6 total we got lined up. So, yeehaw. Pretty good pool. Although I think word must have got out to some headhunter that served Indian IT guys. Because, man, I had about 12 applications that were like cookie cutter. They looked like the exact same person 12 times. Just insert different Indian name. And, you know, they all went to some school, some got their degree in some school in some city in India I didn't recognize. But interestingly, they all had a master's from a U.S.-based school that I mostly did recognize. So, go figure.
Connected to CMN Network.
Are you hiring an IT guy or a radio technician? Exactly. I don't know why these guys feel that this position would be appropriate for them. They scored about a 1 on my appropriateness list. You know, granted, we have a little familiarity with IT is necessary in my position, but not nearly the level of crap that these guys were at least claiming. Not looking forward to that. I have a meeting with my CEO this morning, I think, to propose hiring some level one technicians just to get some people off my back and the other guy's back. And not only do I have to get them on board with that, which that's the easy part, it's I have to get them on board with I do the recruiting, not HR, or else I'm going to have a bunch of candidates that are worthless and wasting my time.